listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And according to my show plan here, Bob, we're talking about either stewing, smoking, stuffing, or grilling a tomato. I mean, can you do all that? You could throw them, too, I suppose. We could get in a little fight if you want to do that.
You know, it's supposed to be all things under the spring moon, and tomatoes wouldn't necessarily be something.
They're kind of a fall moon.
Yeah, but thanks to Mexico, we have lots of tomatoes this time of year.
And I understand they're still shipping avocados up here, too.
They are.
Yeah, right. We're all good.
For the time being.
Cinco de Mayo is saved.
Right. For the time being.
Yes.
Although... Boy, that's a conversation in itself.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to light that fuse.
Something has to be done about
show.
That.
Right.
Something has to be done about that.
That's exactly
I can't
right.
stand 100,000 people a month. That ain't right.
Right.
No, not when you got people from Europe waiting in line for 5 years.
So what are you going to do with these tomatoes?
Not going to sell them to illegals. So
they might bring a backpack of their own. You never
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they've got in their backpacks.
Okay.
Stuffed tomatoes. This is something I saw on one of these internet ads. It kept bannering me, and I just finally took a swipe at it. And as I looked at it, it reminded me of a few other tomato things we've done over the years. I'll do this first one in reverse order. Smoked tomatoes. Something I learned at a class down in Chicago by this awesome chef. He just basically got some nice garden tomatoes. Big fat round ones. He sliced them in half, turned them upside down, and put
with the cut up or down?
The cut up.
Yep.
And piled on top crumpled blue cheese, and then threw them in the smoker for about light smoke for about I'm gonna say 40 minutes or so at maybe 300 degrees until that tomato was
starting to wilt a little bit.
Not quite cooked, but gonna be soon. And then you look at the blue cheese also, and it's starting to get kind of a brown smoke coating on the outside, and you don't want it to get too dark because you don't want a ton of smoke.
Right.
You just want a certain amount. And then you do enough tomatoes so that everybody gets one, whoever you're serving.
One of those halves.
Yeah. And it's the first time you serve one to somebody, most people will have never had them, and you have to like blue cheese.
Right.
So you could probably do it with goat cheese, too, if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Some people,
but you gotta like goats.
Some people don't like blue cheese, but they like goat cheese
right.
or feta. But the way I've
any
always
any of those
done it,
creamier crumbled cheeses
yeah,
is what you're
white
talking
crumbled
about,
crumbled cheeses,
right.
That don't melt; they
right.
just kind of stay crumbled. But the tomato characteristics of the tomato change because you're kind of cooking it, you're warming it up, so you're mellowing out the acids in it, and then you're adding the smoked blue cheese to it,
mm-hmm.
and
making my mouth water. That's kind of
really
a
good.
That'd be an awesome side dish.
So
what kind of temperature are you in here? 200?
I think you're probably 275.
Oh, that high. Okay.
So so you also reduce some I would take an 18-year balsamic from Old World and reduce it, but you put a balsamic glaze on it right before you serve it. You put it on a little plate, and you take that balsamic glaze reduction. Mm-hmm. And you just make a nice little squiggly design on it, you know, so it hits the plate and the tomato, and you set that out there, and people feel like they're at a fine restaurant.
Yeah, reduction's easy to do, guys. Straight-up balsamic vinegar, you're putting it in a fry pan, and you're putting up pretty good heat because you want it to boil off,
right?
But get it syrupy. Don't get it tacky, but get it syrupy.
Yeah.
So it still rolls around the pan a little bit. If it gels, you went too far.
Yeah.
Okay, so what it does is it concentrates those flavors, and it makes it a little bit sweeter. Some of the vinegar in there burns off a little bit.
It mellows it right out.
Right. Really nice accompaniment on top of that.
And if you don't want to use an expensive something like that 18-year, which is kind of hard to boil down. It's so good. Rachel Ray sells a beautiful reduction for about $6 a bottle.
Reduced.
You have it
store,
all done.
Right. Yeah.
And then you can just keep it bottled up and you just pull it out when you need to. It's honestly for $6.95, it's a I love Rachel. She's just awesome.
Yeah.
Little
she's
cutie too.
Happy little cooker girl.
So,
she's got fun dogs too.
Yeah, she does.
So great.
Yeah.
So the other thing is stuffed tomatoes, since I'm on a tomato roll. This was one I've seen. I saw like a Facebook ad or somebody, Delish or somebody, I think, was pushing it. So it got me to looking at everybody else's versions. There's a ton of people and ways to do a stuffed tomato. But the long and the short of it is this one is using a couple cups of cooked brown rice, which I've switched over to largely just because it's a little healthier, and 6 vine-ripened tomatoes, 1/2 pound of Italian sausage, some Tuscan EVO, some pesto, Parmesan, fresh basil, sea salt, fresh garlic, cloves, and black pepper.
Throw that up on the grilling guys, right?
I'm going to after I get some pictures. But basically, you cut the top off the tomatoes. You scoop out most of the inside, leaving a nice thick layer around it. So you want some big tomatoes.
Tomato meat, right?
Yeah.
You're getting the seeds and the gelatinous stuff that supports the seeds out of there, and you got a cup, basically.
So you still have a nice thick cup there. And then you stuff this stuff in there. And you're gonna brown up the sausage, mix it in with the rice and everything. You're gonna throw that in the tomatoes, and you're gonna smoke them for about 60 minutes on a real low temp. The recipe calls
for the sausage and stuff is cooked already.
You're gonna already skillet that.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Everything else, I was just looking in there. I want to make sure that we made that note.
Now the recipe I found called for turkey sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. I don't know.
You need a lot of herbs to make that taste good.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And it's like, you ever do turkey bacon?
No.
No.
It tastes good, but it's impossible to cook. You have to have like a nonstick pan, and then you got to oil it up. Because it's just, the minute you put it on something, it sticks to it.
Okay, I have two words for that.
You can't pull it.
I have two words for that.
Tofu.
Why bother?
It's like tofu, you know? It's like, yeah, you can do it. Doesn't mean you should.
Right. There you are. Yeah.
I don't know. Come on, man.
Why would you not just put bacon? So let me take that down the road. Your stuffed or smoked tomato, put a little X of 2 bacon slices on top of that. And when you cut into that tomato to take a bite, make sure there's a crunchy little bite of bacon right on the top of it.
So if you wanted to use turkey bacon, there'd be a good use for it because you wouldn't have to fry it.
A good use for turkey bacon is let your neighbor cook that stuff, and you cook the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
And that's just a rule. It's time for man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man!
This man law has been manipulated, of course, because I can't leave anything alone. And I customized it. When I saw it, I thought of you, Jop. You and your short shorts.
Right.
So here it is. Short shorts have been banned unless required when participating in team activity. Here's your part. No popping collar.
But yet, cargo pants and shorts.
And that's my part.
Will always be legal.
Yes,
right?
cargo shorts.
So to clarify. Because
I catch a lot of garbage from the women in my family about cargo shorts. And I just went in a men's clothing store, a hip place, and they got all kinds
RJ?
Of these cargo shorts for young guys. Right. And I'm like, okay, why are the women in my house busting my chops about cargo shorts?
Because you're not a young guy.
No, they say no. Cargo shorts are out. You can't wear them anymore. It's like, I don't know. I saw like 5 mannequins right in the front of the mall with them on. So I'm not giving them up. I love them.
But
I can put my wallet in it, my phone in the other side.
To clarify on this short thing, if Jop wears his softball jersey, it's okay?
Right.
That's called a skirt.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, that's the way to get away with the short shorts.
Right.
You wear your team jersey.
I don't believe I have any, but if I do, I'll make sure I bring them out the next time I come to your house. And we'll have the judge and jury there, right? But
well, if I was going to be home tonight, I'd invite you over, but I will be listening to Bridge of Sighs.
Right, I understand. But wait, now who's eating all that pork loin that you're cooking?
Well, we're eating at 4.
Oh, well.
You're welcome to come then.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You got an extra ticket? Oh, no, I didn't hear that part.
I can get one.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, they're for sale, right?
StubHub,
Yeah.
Has he reached that age where you eat at 4?
Right.
No, we got to leave at 5.
Blue lights freaking going off, the whole deal at his house.
We got to leave at 5 o'clock. This is tightly scripted. I got 12 guys coming together, man. This is military precision.
Coming up next, we're going to go easy on the asparagus. Stick with us. We'll be back.